Back in on the Morning Blitz, Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, coming in with us today. Of course, Mike's with us on Inside the Numbers and has Vegas viewpoint for all the folks out there that enjoy getting the inside view from what's going on in Las Vegas in the point spread world. Mike, how are you doing? It's hard to believe, but it's time now to start another season of Inside the Numbers.
I'm doing well, Coach. Hope you are, too. You're right. It's college football again. We actually started last weekend with a couple of games, and we get into pretty much the full season, a full schedule, rather, this weekend.
Correct. Going back to last weekend, which was kind of the, I guess, we did kick it off with a couple of games. Arizona, Kevin Sumlin, they go across to play Hawaii, the Golden Warriors or the Rainbow Warriors, whatever they're calling themselves now. They got a big win over Arizona. You know, Kevin Sumlin, you know, he may have caught fire and lightning in a bottle with Johnny Manziel several years back, but he is not he's not had a good track record since then. It's going to be interesting to see how this year plays out at Arizona. More interesting to me, though, was that Miami-Florida game. That game was really hyped up. Listen, I know the Gators ranked number 8. I don't know how they got ranked number 8. I know Dan Mullen and the Gators, they have high aspirations this year. But, Mike, they won a very ugly football game, 24-20, over really a bad Miami football team.
Yeah, that was not pretty. The total was 46.5, and, Coach, you know that's a real low total in today's world of college football. And it stayed under with a 24-point scored total. Miami, they don't look they look like they got a lot of work to do. And for the fans out there and some in the media that talk about, hey, Clemson has this easy road, the ACC is down. The ACC is down. Miami and Florida State aren't what they used to be. But the biggest reason, in my opinion, is because Clemson has had their foot on them and just beat that conference down. And that's why they dominate.
Speaking of Clemson and having their foot on the gas, they just picked up right where they left off last year. Well, let me rephrase that. They played a very good football game against Alabama. They played an awful football game last night against Georgia Tech, and they only won 52-14.
Right, and Trevor Lawrence looks human. He had one touchdown pass and two interceptions, but ETN, he ran for 205. And, Coach, going into this season, Vegas had their over-under wins just for the regular season, for their 12 regular season games at 11.5. Of course, that means they can't lose a game if you played over.
Texas A&M, they kicked off last night. Easy win over Texas State. Utah and BYU in the Holy War. The Utah, I think, won their 8th straight in the Holy War. 30-12 over BYU. BYU, that program has really fallen on hard times in the last 7 or 8 years. Mike, the game that surprised me the most last night, Cincinnati hosting UCLA. Chip Kelly only put 14 points up on the board. I don't know enough about that football team to know if it's a talent level. I don't know what the problem is there, but if you would have told me that a Chip Kelly team would only score 14 points against an American Athletic Conference team, I would have laughed you out of the room.
Well, Coach, we do know this. Last year, UCLA only won 3 games, and that was a transition year for him. But you're right. You think of Chip Kelly, you think of fast, you think of lots of yards, lots of points. But remember, Cincinnati went 11-2 last season, and they have Luke Fickell as their head coach. Of course, he's a defensive guy. Their defense is solid, but again, that's a great start for Cincinnati. They went 11-2 last year, and they opened with a win over a Pac-12 team.
Mike, speaking of games that were surprising last night, but when you really look at it, if you know what's going on, this is not surprising. Minnesota out of the Big Ten with 14 teams, but Minnesota out of the Big Ten hosting South Dakota State, an FCS team, and except for a pick six on a very ill-advised throw by a kid that was playing high school football last year and another turnover that they laid it on the ground, let Minnesota come back and get the go-ahead score. South Dakota State will beat Minnesota, but no, Minnesota escapes 28-21. And the reason I bring that up, there's some teams that are playing FCF schools this weekend. They better take note of that score, because Northern Iowa, some of these schools, that they're used to going in and knocking off some of the big boys.
Yes, and you and I talked about that South Dakota State-Minnesota game yesterday. And Minnesota was a two-touchdown favorite, but we talked about it. They needed to be ready. South Dakota State, North Dakota, they go and beat 1A or FBS teams often. And you started noticing the Big 12, they won't play those teams as much anymore. They don't want them on the schedule, and for good reason.
Tonight, Colorado State and Colorado, they kick off late. That's a 10 p.m. kick on ESPN. Oklahoma State goes and takes on Oregon State at 10:30 p.m. kick on Fox Sports 1 or FS1. Only two ranked teams in action tonight. Tulsa travels to East Lansing, taking on number 18 Michigan State. Another surprise game tomorrow, getting into the Saturday schedule. Hurricane Dorian taking aim at Florida. Boise State, Florida State was supposed to play in Jacksonville. Last minute move to Tallahassee. The Broncos going in to take on the Seminoles tomorrow at 12 noon. Late schedule changes. I don't think it will affect Boise State as much as it will affect Florida State. It's not going to see me. It's not going to surprise me at all to see Boise State going to Tallahassee and knock off the Seminoles, and Willie Taggart's under the gun right after game one.
No doubt. First losing season, and I don't know when, in his first year. And Boise State, we talk about that program often. They'll play anybody, anywhere, at any time. And Harsin said, hey, we'll play in a parking lot. It doesn't matter to us. And I think you're right. It's a good point. Florida State's going to have the bigger adjustment. Now, when this game was scheduled to be played in Jacksonville, Florida State was a four-point favorite. Now they're 6.5 or 7. I like Boise here.
Couple of SEC schools that need to be on alert, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Ole Miss travels up the road to Memphis to take on the Tigers in the Liberty Bowl. Mississippi State goes down to the true swamp, Louisiana. Louisiana Lafayette, southeastern Louisiana, whatever you want to call it. But they go to Lafayette to take on the Raging Cajuns, and that's a tough place to go.
It is. The first game you mentioned, Ole Miss, they're an underdog. They're at Memphis. They're getting 5 points, so Memphis is favored there. The Mississippi State-UL Lafayette game's being played in the Superdome, which I like these neutral site games.
Oh, it is played in. I am corrected then. I thought they were having to go play in the swamp, but so they're being able to play inside. Nice air conditioning.
Coach,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, Coach, you know that's beneath Mississippi State. Remember the last time they went to Hattiesburg? Mm-hmm. They were a huge favorite, barely won. Mm-hmm. They don't miss it. These SEC schools, they're not going to go to those directional schools.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this or not, but after Alabama won the national championship in 92, they actually went and played in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Coach Stallings said, man, when I left there, I said I would never go back there again, not even for a visit.
Yeah, and it's not a knock on the towns. It's just you don't want to go in there.
No.
Like, remember when Missouri and Oak State went into Troy and got beat? Mm-hmm. They haven't been back since, and rightfully so.
Number two, Alabama taking on Duke in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and right up the road here in Atlanta. That should be a very easy game for Alabama. Even though they've lost their two starting linebackers, looks like for the year.
Yeah, and it's an interesting game. Duke was an 8-win team, went to a bowl game last year. And of course, they lost their quarterback. He's now in the NFL. But Alabama, it shows the difference, the disparity between the Alabama, Clemson, and Georgias of the world and the rest, because Alabama's a 32 or 33-point favorite, even with all those injuries.
Something that is kind of, it's rare that it happens, but number three, Georgia, starting off the schedule with a conference game as they go to Nashville to take on the Commodores, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night on ESPN.
Yeah, and Georgia's a big favorite, 22-point favorite on the road. It almost looks too easy to take Vanderbilt there because in years past, Vandy's played them close some years, but it looks like a trap. I think Georgia may route them.
This weekend, only one game pits ranked teams against each other, and that's number 11 Oregon, number 16 Auburn. That's being played out in Jerry's World, and that is a 7:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC. Mike Gus Malzahn starts off the year with a freshman quarterback. The first time Auburn has started a freshman quarterback since 1946, and that's a long time ago. Bo Nix, whose father, Patrick Nix, played at Auburn in the early 90s and had a great career down there, taking on Mario Cristobal and the guys who's very familiar with Auburn as Mario spent several years at Alabama under Saban. So he's familiar with that program. And, you know, we talk about Bo Nix. We talk about Auburn. Seems like Gus Malzahn is just perennially on the hot seat with the Tigers. But as we you and I talked about this over the summer as we looked at the schedule, and, again, all the hopes and dreams of the Pac-12 making the playoffs and getting some respect, you know, it's this weekend. Because Auburn, they can lose this game and they can come back and have a very respectable year and actually be in consideration for some things. You know, Oregon can't.
That's right. And I think Oregon is in the same seat as Washington was last year. They had the hopes of the Pac-12 solely on their shoulders. Washington played tight. Auburn beat them in that game, and the Pac-12 was out of it. And we've already talked about two Pac-12 losses already. Arizona and UCLA both got off to losses to non-Power 5 teams. Another thing I would look at this matchup is, Coach, remember when Oregon was the run and gun and they were going really fast? And they still do. Their offensive linemen weighed about 240 to 250. Mario Cristobal had to change that because they were getting beat by physical teams. They're going to have to be physical here because, in my opinion, Auburn has the best defensive front in college football. And one other point. Oregon's ranked 11th. Auburn's ranked 16th. They're playing on a neutral field. But number 16, Auburn, is a four-point favorite.
Speaking of the Pac-12, I think an interesting game to watch late tomorrow night, it's going to be a 10:30 Eastern kick on ESPN. It's Fresno State and USC. Clay Helton goes into this game under the gun. If the Trojans lose to Fresno State, the Trojans may have a new head coach come Monday morning.
Right, and Fresno State, they're not a second-rate program. They won 10, 11 games last year. They've got a great defense, a great head coach in Tedford, who used to be in the Pac-12. Coach, this line opened USC 9. The public and the Sharps alike betted up to 13.5. So the Sharps like USC, but we'll see, because I'm like you. I haven't seen enough of Helton to think he's going to stay around too long.
Holiday weekend, we've got games on Sunday and Monday. Houston and number 4 Oklahoma, that's going to be the Sunday game, 7:30 p.m. kick on ABC. Dana Holgorsen returns to where he was once the offensive coordinator in what many thought was a surprising move, left West Virginia, a Big 12 school, to go to an AAC school, Houston, but he was familiar with that. I think he felt like he was going to have more control of his program at Houston than he had at West Virginia. And it's not going to surprise me to see Houston put up some points on an Oklahoma defense, but also Jalen Hurts, former Alabama quarterback, just elected team captain this week. He's going to lead those number 4 Sooners into battle.
Jalen Hurts is one of my favorite kids to watch play. I love how he's a flatliner. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. The way he handled the situation when he was at Alabama was off the charts. He's got to score points. He and that offense has to score points. Oklahoma's defense, their top cornerback is out. The defense was already porous. I don't know that much about Houston. They have an exciting quarterback themselves in De'Aaron King. Oklahoma's favored by 23, and the total, of course, is high. It's 80.
Finally, on Monday night, we'll wrap up the week with number 9 Notre Dame going to take on Louisville. Louisville's got a new coach after firing Bobby Petrino last year. Scott Satterfield comes over from Appalachian State. I believe that's correct. And they try to get the Cardinals back to their winning ways. A very important year for Brian Kelly and the Fighting Irish.
It is. And Louisville, just a few years ago, was a top 5 team. They had a Heisman Trophy winner. And now Notre Dame opened as a 20-point favorite on the road. And I know Louisville had their issues, but I love what Satterfield did at App State. I mean, they were a solid team that could play with Power 5 teams. But, you know, I don't know what he has to work with. I looked at their returning starters, but I think the mindset is better in Louisville. For the Irish to be laying – they opened 20. They're now laying 18. I think that's too many.
Mike, great having you with us today on Morning Blitz. Of course, you know, we'll be back next week with the full version of Inside the Numbers, and with as we cover both college and start looking at the NFL.
Yep, I look forward to it. We've got NFL the following week, and well, I'll see you on Morning Blitz and Inside the Numbers.
That sounds great. Mike Benard from OTM Sports out of Vegas. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.